Welcome back, everyone, to the second part of our five-part series on change. If you joined us last time, you'll remember we explored why change is not just an inevitability, but also a necessity. It's at the core of growth, whether it's personal development, innovation, or even how societies evolve over time. Now, today we're diving into something equally important, the power of embracing change. You see, change itself is neutral. It's our response to it that shapes whether it's an obstacle or an opportunity. And that's exactly what we'll be unpacking throughout this episode, how to navigate change with confidence and transform it into a springboard for growth. So wherever you are, whether you're driving, walking, or just sitting down with a cup of tea, thank you for joining me here on the Transforming Minds podcast. I'm your host, Babajide Johnson, and I'm grateful to have you on this journey with me. Let's begin the conversation. One of the first truths we need to grasp about change is its inevitability. From the shifts in seasons to the transitions in our personal lives, change doesn't pause for anyone. It's a constant, and honestly, resisting it only makes the process harder for us. Think about this. How many times have we clung to what's familiar, only to find that the world moves on without waiting for us? The truth is, by resisting change, we often end up stressing ourselves over things we can't control. Instead, when we accept that change is a natural and necessary part of life, it frees up that mental energy for something far better, adapting and thriving. It's like the difference between fighting an ocean current and learning how to swim with it. The experience is completely different, isn't it? For me, understanding the inevitability of change was a turning point. I still remember the early days before Transforming Minds became what it is today. At the time, I was asked by Anne Uzianalinski, the Dean of Others, the middle of my medical career, but there was this growing pull inside me, a sense that something had to shift if I truly wanted to live out my purpose. At first, I resisted it. I thought, why disrupt stability? Why take the risk? But over time, I started to realize that resisting wouldn't prevent the change. It would only delay my growth. When I finally embraced that reality, it opened the door for something I couldn't have envisioned before. Starting Transforming Minds and dedicating my life to empowering others to adapt, grow, and thrive. So the key message here is this. Change isn't something to fear. It's something to understand and accept. Because once we do, it's like a weight is lifted, and we can begin to focus on the opportunities that come with it. Which brings us to a crucial step in this journey, how we can start shifting our perspective to not just face change, but to see it as a gateway to growth, learning, and innovation. You know, the way we choose to perceive change can fundamentally alter how it affects us. For so many of us, there's an instinct to see it as a threat. It's risky, uncertain, and uncomfortable. But what if we flip that narrative? What if instead we saw it as a chance? A chance to grow, to innovate, to become better versions of ourselves. Consider this. There are countless stories where embracing change led to extraordinary outcomes. Think about organizations that faced what seemed like insurmountable challenges, a declining market, for example, or a need to pivot entirely. Some of those organizations adapted, evolving in ways that not only saved them, but allowed them to excel. It wasn't the change itself that made the difference. It was how they approached and responded to it. The same applies on a personal level. Let me share something from my work with 360 Man. If we're completely honest, change can feel particularly daunting for men navigating significant life transitions. Whether it's a career shift, becoming a husband or father, or even rethinking long-held beliefs, these moments often bring a mix of vulnerability and resistance. But time and time again, I've witnessed the remarkable transformations that happen when men let go of the fear and instead embrace the change with intention. There's one story in particular that stands out to me, a participant who came to to 360 man during a period of personal upheaval. He was at a crossroads, struggling to reconcile where he was in his life with where he wanted to be. Through mentorship, intentional self-reflection, and a willingness to face the discomfort brought by change, he didn't just adapt, he grew into a resilient leader within his family and his community. It was a testament to the idea that change, when embraced, can become the bridge to something far greater. The same principle applies to all of us. When we shift our mindset, when we stop seeing change as something to resist and start viewing it as an opportunity, we unlock the potential for immense growth. It's not always easy, of course. But the outcomes, the growth we experience, that's where the true power of change lies. And the beauty of this perspective is that it applies universally to individuals, families, organizations, even entire nations. Each step forward begins with that willingness to see change as something good, something meaningful. Even if it feels uncomfortable at first, the breakthroughs that follow often make it all worthwhile. Now that we've explored how to embrace change as a gateway to growth, let's talk about the practical tools you can use to navigate it effectively. You see, change can feel overwhelming sometimes, especially when it seems like everything is shifting at once. But that feeling doesn't have to paralyze you. There are small, deliberate actions we can take to build resilience and stay on course. First, let's discuss something simple yet powerful: flexibility. Flexibility doesn't mean having no plans or direction. It simply means being open to adjusting when things don't go as expected. And the good news is, like any other skill, it can be cultivated. One way you can build this kind of mental flexibility is by starting small. For instance, try adding intentional variations to your routine. Maybe it's a different route to work, trying out a new hobby, or something as simple as rearranging your space. Why is this important? Well, every time we step slightly out of our comfort zone, we're training our minds to adapt more easily to the larger transitions that life inevitably brings. Small adjustments build the muscle we need for greater resilience when the big stuff hits. Another tool I'd like to share is breaking change into smaller actionable steps. You know, when we're faced with large uncertainties or major shifts, it's easy to feel overwhelmed by the sheer magnitude of it all. But when we manage it step by step, even if those steps feel small, we not only make the process more approachable, but also keep ourselves motivated. For example, suppose you're navigating a significant career shift. What feels less overwhelming, thinking about everything you need to accomplish all at once, or tackling it one step at a time, like updating your resume today, researching potential employers tomorrow, and preparing for an interview next week? Each small win moves you forward, and before you know it, you've made progress without feeling paralyzed by the enormity of the change. And that brings me to something I think we often forget in the process of change: reflection and celebration. Think about this for a moment. How often do we pause to acknowledge how far we've come, instead of rushing to the next milestone? Take a moment to reflect on the progress you've already made, no matter how small. Even jotting it down in a journal or sharing a quick thought with a trusted friend can be such a meaningful reminder of your growth. Celebrating those small wins has a ripple effect. It builds self-confidence, reinforces a positive mindset, and reminds us that we're capable of managing even the biggest transitions. And honestly, sometimes it's those little moments of celebration that make the bigger journey feel worthwhile. It's a way of saying to yourself, yes, this is challenging, but look at how well I'm handling it. So if there's one takeaway I'd leave you with today, it's this: change is meant to be navigated step by step. Build flexibility through small daily adjustments. Break down those monumental shifts into manageable actions. And don't forget to look back, not just to measure the distance, but to celebrate how much you've grown. You have everything you need to face change with confidence. And that's all for today, my friends. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Transforming Minds. Remember, every change you embrace is an opportunity to step closer to the best version of yourself. Until next time, stay intentional, stay hopeful, and keep transforming. Goodbye for now.